With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Almost 2 years ago, the FDA announced there was a nationwide shortage of the drug Adderall. In the Northwoods, that meant patients had a difficult time filling their prescriptions. WXPR's Hannah Davis Reed talked to local pharmacists about access to Adderall these days.
Adderall is a commonly prescribed drug used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and narcolepsy. For almost 2 years now, the nation has been in a shortage. However, in the North Woods, that scarcity was felt more severely last year. David Sheik is a pharmacist at Rhinelander Hometown Pharmacy.
Stock is available. And it seems like they've beefed up the inventory somewhat in our warehouses.
That means that patients can pick up their prescriptions at their normal home pharmacies and no longer need to bounce from pharmacy to pharmacy looking for someone who can fill their prescriptions. Sheik says that juggling act can lead to potential abuse.
Usually prescribers and pharmacies like to have their patients that are picking up these type of prescriptions, you know, at one pharmacy. We don't like people jumping around to different pharmacies or pharmacy hopping just because they are controlled substances.
The country's Adderall shortage has deeply impacted those who depend on it. Sheik said that one patient told him that she lost her job because her ADHD was so uncontrolled that she couldn't focus on her daily tasks.
You know, she wasn't able to get it. She was actually checking out with other pharmacies who didn't have it either, couldn't get it.
Some manufacturers have left the industry, and remaining producers haven't been able to keep up with mounting demand. Recently, drug shortages in general have been an issue around the United States. Between 2021 and 2022, the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee found that the number of new drug shortages rose by 30%. Last week, the CDC released an advisory that several stimulant medication shortages are still in effect and leading to threats associated with illegal drug trade as patients struggle for access. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis Reed.
A federal appellate panel says a Michigan state judge will have to decide whether to shut down a portion of an aging petroleum pipeline running beneath the Straits of Mackinac. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel filed a lawsuit in state court in 2019 seeking to void a 1953 easement that enables Enbridge Inc. to operate part of the Line 5 pipeline beneath the Straits, which link Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Nessel won a restraining order in 2020. Enbridge moved the case into federal court the following year. Nessel wants the case back in state court. A three-judge appellate panel from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday that Enbridge missed the deadline for moving the case into federal court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Democratic Governor Tony Evers' partial veto locking in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Center filed a lawsuit in April, arguing the governor exceeded his authority. The plaintiffs asked the high court to strike down the veto without waiting for the case to go through the lower courts. The court issued an order Monday saying it would take the case. The justices did not elaborate beyond setting a briefing schedule. At issue is a partial veto Evers made in the state budget in July 2023 that increased revenue public schools can raise per student by $325 annually until the year 2425. Camping may be a fun getaway, but it has other benefits as well. Dr. Rachel Lasko of Aspirus Healthcare says a camping trip can give your health a boost.
A lot of us work in computer-based environments where we're looking at a screen all day long, and camping gets you away from that, out in nature, enjoying the beauty of the earth, and it really can change your mental attitude and help you physically as far as getting some exercise.
Still, you do need to keep some things in mind to be sure you don't create a problem.
Things like food safety, making sure you cook your food to an appropriate temperature. Watch out for ticks. Those can certainly be an issue when you're out in the wild. Avoiding contact with other forms of wildlife, so protecting yourself and your food from bears or wolves, wherever you're at. Also making sure that you have a safe campfire, so keep small children away from that campfire. Don't let them get too close. And adults.
Dr. Lasko says to watch the drinking. Good hygiene is important as well, such as washing your hands when dealing with food. She also says to remember to pack any medication you may need and have your insurance information if a trip to the doctor becomes necessary. An annual report suggests Wisconsin has a strong foundation in creating positive outcomes for kids. Low test scores and racial disparities show not all youth are faring well, Mike Moen reports.
The Andy E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count data book ranks Wisconsin 11th in the country for child well-being. The state saw a slight dip in its child poverty rate, falling to 13%. However, Emily Mayota of the statewide policy group Kids Forward says the positive results mask persistent disparities for the Badger State.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
For example, Black children were 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas than white children. Those disparities also spill over into education. And overall test scores show 68% of fourth graders not proficient in reading, mirroring national trends. Kids Forward calls on state leaders to dig deeper in boosting public school funding and focus on hiring and retaining Black teachers. The report contends the pandemic is not solely to blame for the country's worsening educational outcomes. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossiere says educators, researchers, policymakers, and employers who track students' academic readiness have been ringing alarm bells for a long time.
For example, the pandemic erased decades of increases in math scores. However, if you look over the 35 years that we've produced the data book, we've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
The report calls on all states to expand access to intensive tutoring for students who are behind in their classes and missing academic milestones. For addressing chronic absenteeism, authors say lawmakers should embrace positive approaches rather than criminalizing students or parents due to attendance challenges. Wisconsin did see a worsening rate of young children not attending school. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
For WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting.